Caution, the Mark Unger Show contains adult content intended for an adult audience. And besides that, he's really weird. Welcome to the Mark Unger Show with national marriage speaker and author of Laugh Your Way to a Better Marriage, Mark Unger. This is your source for practical, down-to-earth marriage advice without all the over-spiritualization or romantic nonsense. And now the host of the Mark Unger Show, Mark Unger.
And the crowd goes wild at the mere mention of my name. This is the Mark Unger Show, the show that is all about
marriage.
I am, of course, the one, the only Mark Unger.
You want answers?
Joining me, as always, the lovely, charming Diane Brierley.
You can't handle the truth.
And, of course, the incredible Ross Allen Skorzewski.
You have to ask me nicely.
Really?
The show is being engineered by Timothy Ray, pushing buttons, twisting knobs, trying to stay awake during the program. This is the show that handles all of your marital, relational, and dating challenges, conundrums, and dilemmas that you can email to us at radio@markunger.com. Let me explain to you how the show works. The show is a forum where you get to email us any question you have about relationships. The deal is you get to remain totally anonymous. In exchange, we get to be brutally open and honest. We do not know who you are, okay? So don't take it personally. We will do our best to answer your questions, but then at the end of the day, we examine the thinking behind the question. If we deem your thinking behind your question as good, we will celebrate it. If we think it is really, really stupid, you will get the go button. If we feel you are trying to justify your craziness with lots of reasonings and rationalizations, you get the chicken button. And if we think you need to snap out of it, you will get a swirly. Nothing like sticking your head in the toilet and pulling the lever early in the morning as a way to refreshen one's mind.
It's good you explain those sound effects. Somebody on the chat the other day was asking. They were new and they wanted to know what the goat button was and what the history of that was. So it's
there
good
you
that
have
you
it.
Explain it. It's in lieu of the donkey sound.
Yeah.
Basically, right?
Pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, if you write to us, the question is, will you get a swirly, a goat button, or a chicken? Or will you be celebrated?
What about the psycho button?
The psycho button, that's for just crazy people. If we deem you to be mentally unstable, we might hint at it by playing something like this. And we have a few. If you make us really, 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 really mad, we'll start cussing.
I feel like pound sign, question mark, star, exclamation mark. Don't give a blank and a whole lot of other choice words I can't say. Today I feel like pound sign, question mark, star, exclamation mark.
And that's when you can tell we're really losing it.
That's awesome.
See, if you listen to country music, Ross, you'd hear these awesome songs.
That's right. Sometimes people are just unbalanced.
God is great, beer is good, and people are crazy.
And that's all we have to say about that. Anyway, those of you who are new to this program, I am a relationship speaker, travel all over the world, doing a seminar entitled Laugh Your Way to a Better Marriage, a very fun but yet informative look at the relationships between men and women. We have DVDs out on this, as well as a book by the same name, Laugh Your Way to a Better Marriage. I'm also a Christian pastor. I pastor a church here in Green Bay, Wisconsin, the exact center of the galactic universe, where this program comes from. Every day. You'll hear a lot of things from a Christian worldview, though you need not be a Christian to participate in the program. And as we always say, we're probably nicer to the non-Christians because the Christians make us crazy when you should know better and you don't. So there you have it. So
should being the operative word
should,
there.
Yes. Mrs. Brierley.
Hey, I've noticed something. When Ross isn't here, you don't press as many buttons. Why is that?
Because when Ross isn't here, it's too depressing.
It's like, you could do a whole show and hardly press anything when he's not here, but when he's here, you're button crazy.
I don't know. He brings out the worst.
I guess.
That's not
See, we need
good,
you here,
though.
Ross. We need you.
We need him here. He wasn't here because he had a boo-boo. When he gets boo-boos, he stays home. He's the poor boo-boo boy.
He's too stoic when you're not here. He's too difficult to deal with. You need to show up all the time now. Come on. You need to get your butt here in this chair. I'm telling you what to do. I'm not asking nice.
If he has boo-boos, he can't come.
Well, if you have boo-boos, you have to stay away. But okay, other than that.
Hey, speaking of Green Bay, Wisconsin, where we bring this program to, we are doing our Laugh Your Way to a Better Marriage seminar this Friday night in Green Bay. If you are in the Wisconsin area, come visit us at our home church. You can find out more information at our website, laughyourway.com. Where we're here. We're going to be here for 2 weeks in a row for in Wisconsin. One in Green Bay, and then the week after that in Appleton, Wisconsin. We love Green Bay. We love Wisconsin. This is our home. Our beautiful, beautiful home. We take our area very seriously. And we'll probably even play our state anthem when you come to the seminar this Friday night.
In heaven, there is no beer.
Hey!
That's why we drink it here.
Welcome to Green Bay, Wisconsin!
And when we're gone from here,
all our friends will be drinking all our beer.
So that's the state anthem. You cannot legally get married in the state of Wisconsin if you do not play the song.
I would like to see you dance to that, the polka.
I would love
to dance to that. At the beginning of the seminar on Friday.
When we start video streaming, you and I will set up in polka.
Okay.
So people can see us polka around here.
We might get tangled in the
cords. A little difficult with the headphones on our heads.
So glad I will not be there to see that.
Yes, you will, because you'll have to be here every day now.
No, he might have a boo-boo.
Oh, my gracious.
You can't expect him to come when he has boo-boos.
Okay, starting the show today with a story that is not about sex for
or about
a change.
Boo-boos.
It's not about boo-boos. It's not about Ross. It's not about sex. It's actually
you
about...
You call me a boob?
A boo-boo. You're a boo-boo.
A boo-boo.
Oh.
Boo-boo. Hey, boo-boo. Boo-boo.
Yogi Bear. Okay. It's actually about divorce. The trauma children of divorced couples suffer can linger into adulthood. Children, this is a new study out of the UK. Children who suffer psychological problems such as trauma over their parents divorcing earn up to 30% less than others when they grow up.
That's really stunning.
30%!
They actually generate 30% less income than people just because, you know, they struggle. They really get scarred.
Mm-hmm.
You guys say you love your kids if there's any way possible. You don't divorce the bum, okay? Because when kids go through this, it can be very devastating to them. Is there no hope? No, there's always
hope. There's always hope.
But goodness gracious. I mean, talk about trying to avoid something. This is something you really ought to avoid.
The study warned that psychological problems in childhood have more severe long-term impact than physical conditions such as speech defects because they persist throughout life. Children who had psychological problems typically grew up to earn, and I did the conversion here from pounds to dollars, $345,000 less during their lifetime than those who did not, the study found.
Ross earns that in a month.
Oh, my God.
Really?
I have a problem. I guess I need to renegoate my contract. Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm an at-will employee.
You're fired. You're hired. You're fired. You're hired. You're fired. Now you're hired. It's at will.
They looked at 17.
Or you'd be a government employee in Wisconsin. Then you're hired for life.
Are you really?
No.
Oh, we're off track. I'm like, I didn't think so.
All the yelling and screaming in Wisconsin. Over the last however many months.
I've stopped watching it, frankly. It's still a mess.
Crazy.
Okay, so the study looked at over 17,000 children born in Britain in the first week of March 1958. They were tracked throughout their childhood, and their parents and doctors were quizzed about the emergence of any psychological problems.
1958?
Well, because they had to track them from the time they were children until they were adults and to see how much they were earning.
So you were like 29 when this was
I was.
Okay.
I was. And you were like 47. children were classified as having such problems if they had seen a psychologist or psychiatrist before their 16th birthday, ranging from a single visit to treatment for schizophrenia. Well, they have other problems besides divorce if they have schizophrenia.
Seriously.
Their doctors were also asked if they had shown signs of emotional maladjustment, which could include being extremely upset and confused if their parents divorced. One of the authors of this study said childhood psychological problems can have significant negative impacts over the course of an individual's life. The study found that those who suffered childhood psychological problems were likely to be less conscientious and tend to have less stable personal relationships. By the age of 50, an adult who had psychological problems as a child will typically earn 30% less than the one who didn't, according to their research.
That's a drag.
Mm-hmm.
I'm less stable, and my parents never got divorced.
You're less stable, all right. Even physiological problems, like they said the speech defect, only a 3% pay hit, 8.6% pay hit for people who had major conditions like epilepsy. So the emotional component is way bigger than even the physical part. The estimate...
How can you pay people less money because they have epilepsy?
You're not paying them less money. They're just not functioning well enough to get decent jobs that would pay more.
Okay.
You're not tracking here. It's not because...
So I can pay Ross less because he has boo-boos.
Yeah, well, apparently you can pay me less because I'm divorced.
And I was divorced. And I also come from a divorce home, so...
Yeah, there you are. There you are. So Ross should be getting 30% less than
he
me.
He should get
come
less
on.
Because I he's do. Got boo-boo. He should have boo-boo pay, which is a cut in pay.
Yes.
Sorry, Ross.
It's all good.
They said the financial impact of psychological problems...
Diane should work for free all her marriages.
Shut up!
You owe us
it's
money.
Like penance.
Oh my gosh. Shut up. Listen to me. The financial impact of psychological problems is even more severe for children born more recently than 1958. So even the children, I mean, this is 30% for kids born in 1958. They're
so
saying
it's actually getting worse.
It's worse. So it could be 40% or whatever in kids that are experiencing divorce now. They estimate that a 23-year-old who got his first job in 2008 will earn $623,000 less than a person who had no psychological problems as a child. So it's even...
$623,000.
Mm-hmm. Well, in dollars.
Takes me 2 months to earn that kind of money.
Yeah, I know. It just sucks to be you.
I need to travel with you more often.
No, I don't make that kind of money. Anyway, go ahead. Yes.
The findings will worry parents concerned that their behavior, including marital breakups, can affect their children's failure. Around 113,000 couples get divorced every year. This is in the UK now. And many children suffer multiple relationship breakdowns, according to the Office of National Statistics. Gosh, you're going to earn less money. Your kids are going to earn less money.
Your kids, all the studies basically point to this. Your children, but for the grace of God, will struggle much more in life. If you divorce, then if they don't.
In all kinds of areas, not just financially.
Listen, I'm telling you, I've said this many, many times. You know how we talk in Western culture about the haves and the have-nots.
Mm-hmm.
You can almost put them in the category of the people who remain married and those who've been divorced.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost the same category, Ross. It's unbelievable.
Hmm.
People who have intact families are the ones who tend to have wealth.
Right.
You look at the ones who are the have-nots in our culture, these are the ones who get divorced or come from divorced homes, particularly if they keep repeating the action. It is the number one cause of poverty in America that even the lefties who really want to stop poverty won't acknowledge.
No.
It's actually their policies that encourage single moms and divorces and stuff like that. They create the very poverty
it.
They say they want to erase.
Wow.
So regardless of your political slants one way or the other, if you really want to stop poverty in America, in Western culture, you encourage marriage and fight to eliminate divorce, which is what we're trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a major player, and it's amazing that people don't pay attention to this. Okay, we're going to take a break, and we'll be back with your emails right after this.
Have a marriage dilemma? Email your questions to radio@markgunger.com, and Mark can answer them during one of our shows. If you like listening to Mark Gunger on the radio, you'll love watching him live. Each week, Mark presents his Laugh Your Way to a Better Marriage seminar in cities across the country. This wildly entertaining and informative event is designed to bring hope and positive change to your marriage, improve your communication, help your spouse to better understand you and your needs.
Now, when a woman is stressed out, she has to talk about it. If she doesn't talk about it, her brain will literally explode.
Don't wait. Events are filling up fast. To view a schedule and register for an upcoming event, visit us today online at laughyourway.com. That's laughyourway.com.
Laugh Your Way presents Mark Gunger's Butt-Kicking Woman Conference. Find out what it takes to be a strong, confident, and respectful woman at the second Butt-Kicking Woman's Conference, May 20th and 21st at Celebration Church in Green Bay, Wisconsin. This is not your typical woman's conference and will be unlike anything you've ever attended before. This life-changing weekend will feature nationally renowned speakers Mark Gunger, Lakita Garth, and Carrie Pomeroy. Join us and learn how to be the kind of woman that knows who she is, what she believes, and won't let the devil or anyone else kick her around. For more information, log on to www.buttkickingwoman.com.
Tackle your marital, relational, and dating questions, challenges, conundrums, and dilemmas. We're just talking during the break. Mr. Boo-Boo here. Ross, I have a boo-boo. Okay.
That's so bad.
People are just going to wonder what your boo-boo is. I mean, seriously.
I had no voice.
He had a boo-boo. Couldn't go to work because he had boo-boos. Anyway, he's been doing a diet.
I'm on a detox, a cleanse, yes.
He's cleansing. And he said his goal is to be able to fit into his Speedo.
This summer, on your boat, going up and down the Fox River.
And I said, make sure I'm nowhere in the Fox Valley when that happens.
Ross standing on the bow of my boat in his Speedo. As we go, we would do that. I'm just afraid that the Coast Guard will pull us over for trying to smuggle grapes into the country illegally.
That's right. Well, if we had your, it's called the, it was again, the Dancing Princess.
Yeah. Yes, yes.
That's and the then you had this rainbow flag.
Yes,
that
yes.
Well, right. Then you just the gay, it
the gay motel is what we look like going up and down the boat.
Oh, my gosh.
And the river here in Green Bay.
I said, I'm sorry. Nobody looks good in a Speedo. I don't care how good your body is. Nobody belongs in one of those.
I look beautiful in a Speedo. Oh,
have you seen Couples Retreat?
No.
Yeah, I saw it.
Did you?
No. Uh-huh. The movie? Mm-mm.
What a bizarre movie with that guy who was always doing the exercises. You can do it. Encouragement.
No.
He's all ripped and he's smuggling
grapes,
cassava melons in his Speedo. You know?
Nah. Oh my gosh.
All right. What do we got here today?
Are you ready to start off today with another compliment?
Yes, I love compliments. Because I love me.
Several that have come in, and instead of giving them all to you at once, we're sprinkling them amongst the shows because we couldn't get your head out the door if we read them all at once. It says, "Hello, Mark and the gang. I know you hate compliment letters, but I just had to send one anyway. My fiancé and I are getting married in a month, and our awesome relationship is very much to your credit.
Yes!
We attended your seminar in Bismarck well over a year ago, much to my then-boyfriend's resistance. He sat nervously at your seminar for all of 10 minutes before he relaxed and realized the next couple of days was going to be less painful than he'd thought. He was hooked when you had your wife come on stage and refer to her as your beautiful redhead, because I'm redheaded too, so he liked that.
We love redheads here.
Yes, we
are very pro-redhead in this organization.
Yes, you
Ross
are.
Ross married a redhead. I married a redhead. And you are a redhead today.
Yes. Not by nature, but I am a redhead.
Fake.
I am not a natural redhead.
We'll take it anyway we can get it.
It looks good. What can I say? Anyway, she says, long story short, here's what has happened because of you, in capital letters, since your seminar. My fiancé
quit. Are they married yet?
No, they're
See, right now she's praising me. Someday she might curse me.
That's right. She might.
It's because of you. I married this moron.
It'll be a different because of you. She says, my fiancé quit masturbating cold turkey and has been clean for 15 months and counting. He has no urge to do that anymore.
That is fabulous. Hallelujah. It is glorious. Hallelujah. It is spectacular. Hallelujah. Quit grabbing your wieners for heaven's sakes and do life right. All right.
He has realized that his job situation doesn't have to be perfect before we get married, so he proposed. I have gone from being a wishy-washy, don't make anyone upset woman to a strong, confident woman. We had been having sex. No goat button, please, she says.
And they were having sex?
They were having sex.
Then you definitely get the goat button. I'm sorry. You get goated. Okay.
But they knew it was wrong.
So they stopped.
At first, they didn't quit. But since they saw you, we've stopped having sex as well. And we'll be waiting for our wedding night. We're excited. It's only a month away.
Awesome. Well, she gets a swirly for having sex in the first place. All right?
Yes.
But because they stop having sex, she gets a reverse swirly, which sounds like this.
So you got one, darling, and then he took it back.
That's all.
So you, my dear, get the reverse swirly. Kudos to you.
She goes on to say, we have transformed from wanting two children and no more to wanting 3, 4, or 5 children.
That's it, mamacita.
It's safe to say you have transformed our relationship even before we're married. I listen to your show every day and continue to take away wonderful information, which I share with my fiancé. We love your advice. Thanks for all you do.
Well, thank you.
I'm getting married in the morning. Da-da, ding dong, the bells are gonna chime. Pull out the stopper.
Yes,
let's have a whopper.
Let's have
Burger King. Get me to the church.
Whopper. Burger King.
I got to be there in the morning. Boost up and looking in me prime.
It's good. This is a good musical.
Girls, come and kiss me.
You did this in high school?
Yes. How you'll miss me.
Yes.
But get me to the church on time.
Now, yes, you were the lady.
No, I had like 5 roles. I was a Cockney. I was
you
a
were
butler.
Eliza.
I
you
was
were Eliza.
In for all of them.
All Eliza.
You were Eliza Doolittle.
He was it. Right. She was Eliza. That's great. That's right, man. Do life right.
Good for them.
That's right. That's right. Everybody, come on.
Far too long, far too long. Say you'll buy me a shiny ring, but your words don't mean a thing. No more calling me baby, no more loving like crazy.
Take me down,
take me down,
take me down,
take me down,
take me down to the little white church.
Take me down,
take me down.
That's right.
Take me down.
That's what she finally told me.
Take me down to the little white church. Take me down.
No more loving like crazy. No more calling me baby. Take me down to the little white church. So good for you guys. That's
right.
Awesome.
That's fabulous. Right. All because of you.
Yes.
Because of you.
Yes. Again, this could turn very bad.
It could be because of that gunger.
That stupid
in a couple
idiot.
Of years.
I can't believe I married
all
this guy.
Because of him.
That stupid gunger. Who let the dogs
out?
He turns into a slob.
Who let the dogs out?
Here I thought he was going to be Mr. Perfect.
Who let the dogs out?
He's nothing but a dog.
She swallowed the Kool-Aid.
Okay, next question is a theological type question.
Yes, I am very theological.
Yes, you are.
If you just look at me, everything about me says theology.
Yeah. I wish I had a really good comeback for that, but I have nothing. Sorry. He says, hey, Mark, I know you are a preacher and you like to follow the Bible. I have a biblical question for you.
Biblical?
Before I ask the question, let's make sure that we cannot bring up any specific churches within the topic. Let's make this only about the topic in the Bible, he says. So do with that what you will.
All right.
He wants to know what happened to having multiple wives. As I was reading the Bible, I read about some of the men or some people would go as far as prophets in the old days and they would have more than one wife.
Mm-hmm.
Why do we not have that these days? What is the reason behind our stand with only having one wife? Because some people say they follow the Bible, which is hard to do because it says a lot of things to do in life, like the Sabbath day, etc. So how can I better understand this topic?
I don't know. Maybe it's the same reason people don't drive without seatbelts anymore. It's after a while, you keep hitting your head up against the...
it's hazardous.
We used to have metal dashboards,
right?
Yep.
Why don't we have those anymore?
Yeah, because it's hazardous. Because
you keep smacking your head up against it. It hurts like crazy.
Is this guy married already?
No.
He wants more than one?
I think he's just curious.
Just pick one. Move on. Interestingly enough, the Bible does not prohibit multiple marriages.
Just kind of stop doing it out of common sense, maybe.
The Bible doesn't, but my wife does prohibit.
And my wife prohibits it.
I think the state of Wisconsin does too.
When I suggested I have 3 or 4 wives, she had a problem with that. I don't understand that.
Honey, you're part of the Beyond the Bible Club because the Bible doesn't say anything
against that. So let's go ahead and have another. It's like those shows that have the multiple wives. I don't know. What are these women thinking?
What's that one? Sister Wives?
And Big Love are the two that are on?
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't do that. I could not be a multiple wife to somebody. Who can do that?
That's the beauty of it. Right?
I feel very comfortable being a multiple wife.
Do y'all really want to have more than one of us?
Could you imagine one woman and like 9 husbands?
No.
Ew.
No. Why would you want that?
Why does it seem right? One man,
because
10 women.
It's just holier.
No, it's not. No, it's not. Now, I can see why men want to have it if they just want to have 5 or 6 women to have sex with.
Yes.
But now, listen.
Hallelujah.
It's not just about that. You have to take all the part and parcel of what we women bring along with us.
I know. That's why guys don't have more than one wife. If it was just for the sex,
just about sex. Okay.
We'd have like 365.
Seriously.
How did Solomon do that?
Huh?
What did he have? Like 1,000?
He had 1,000
women.
He was
only having sex with them. He wasn't really being.
He had 300 wives and 700
concubines.
All it was about sex, though.
Three a day.
He wasn't.
3 a day.
Doing
he'd have
all
to go 3 a day
emotional.
Just to. Yeah, I don't know. When you're the king and you rule the world,
all you have to do is have sex.
Yeah, I suppose you can do anything you want. Seems how most of us don't have that kind of position in life.
You're not king of the world? What?
No, I know. I think I am.
You're the king of the Gungorians.
Yes. My army.
You blew my charge.
My naval army of the Gungorians.
Mount Gungor.
All 16 of
king
us.
King of the world.
Yes.
If we have a rebellion of the Gungorians, people would just fall down on the floor laughing their butts off. As all 16 of us challenge the world. We're going to take over. But no, the Bible doesn't prohibit it. I just assume people at some point got smarter. I will say this, that it's against the law.
Yeah.
So that's one reason.
But
you know what? I have said this for years. I predict one of the next major hurdles, moral hurdles, the church is going to have to challenge is going to be this issue. Because we have so many women who cannot find a man.
That's right.
That it will be the women asking for the
Why
very thing you said you can't
this?
Imagine.
Yep. I can't imagine them asking for
it. I've seen them on TV that they've had doctors and lawyers and stuff, women who
say they're desperate.
Say we'd rather share one than not have one
at all.
We'll talk more about this interesting subject right after the break.
Band of Brothers Radio, your internet outpost, supplying refuge, hope, and biblical counsel for men in the midst of daily battles.
You'll never conquer that thing that's got a hold of you until you bring it out of secret, out of the darkness, and bring it into the light.
And you know, that is such the key right there, because truly what it boils down to for me, my experience is that I had to get to that place where I've said, I've had enough.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have another ace up my sleeve. In every situation, I believe that it's a constant surrender.
Band of Brothers Radio, streaming and podcasting daily at faithplace.org.
It's here, finally. For years, Mark Gunger has been asked to create a product for teenagers, and the time is now. Sex, Dating, and Relating is the newest product brought to you by Mark Gunger and Laugh Your Way America. In this 4-disc DVD set, Mark covers the topics of sex, dating, and relating in a straightforward and relevant way that teens will sit up and pay attention to.
And there's that one special cosmic being out there just for you. No, there's not. Okay? It is a bunch of hooey.
In partnership with national abstinence speaker Pam Stenzel, Mark and Pam tackle the topic of sex in a real way. Honest and to the point. Not just telling our teens what not to do, but why they should wait for marriage.
Students, you have a 4 times greater risk of contracting a disease today than you ever have of being pregnant. Pregnant teen girls in your state today are carrying, on average, 2.3 sexually transmitted diseases.
Sex, dating, and relating is perfect for parents and teens to watch together, for youth groups and school groups. It's all the information you wish you would have heard when you were young. Make sure your teenager gets this information before it's too late. To order your copy, visit us online today at laughyourway.com. Sex, dating, and relating. Give this gift of knowledge to your teen today.
You think you've seen the sun, but you ain't seen it shine.
Alright, you guys gotta start finding some new songs. We keep playing the same songs over and over again.
Yes.
Ross, I got a boo-boo. Skorzewski.
Get the songs going, dude. I like this song.
They are nice songs, though.
They are great songs.
It's fun to get new ones.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
I like them. Though. I can live with these.
I'll get you more.
So anyway, I'll make Tim do it. I don't know. Make somebody else do it. That's my goal in life. It's not to do anything and make somebody else do it.
I'll work with you, Timmy. Hand in hand, you and I will stroll through life picking tunes for the show.
We want very romantic songs that really bless one's heart and soul. Something a little more spiritual, actually. If you can have something like this.
That's what spiritual.
I am. I'm going to the 80s. I'm going to the
80s. Seriously, raid the 80s stash. After our little 80s day a couple weeks ago.
Indeed. He will be absolutely mortified.
Anyway, so we were just reading, or someone asked a question, what about multiple wives? What does the Bible say about that? That doesn't really, the only thing it says in the New Testament is that the leaders of the church should just have one wife.
Mm-hmm.
Well, considering that ideally at some point everybody grows into a leadership role,
mm-hmm.
you know, plus the fact, the analogy of just, you know, Christ in the church, you know, the one wife type thing. But the Bible does not, I got to tell you, it does not prohibit.
It does not specifically say them.
Now, I have argued for years. Then I think the next major hurdle that, you know, because everyone's probably hit some major moral dilemma, will be this idea of multiple marriages. And I have argued as well that it will not be the men asking for it. It will be the women asking for it.
I just can't see that. I mean, I hear what you're saying, but no, boy.
It's already starting in some circles. I've seen,
really?
Yeah, I've seen interviews, particularly in the black community.
I saw they're asking for it, but it's not legal.
They're asking for it.
So.
No, but they're asking for it.
Wow.
And they're saying, well, what do you care if people willfully, you know, because we make it against the law and we prosecute mm-hmm. these guys, and at some level, you think of people. Now, if you're forcing people to do this,
well, no.
You know, like right. in some weird cults and stuff, mm-hmm. I can see that. But if people choose to
if
live a life
like
that.
They want to willfully do this.
You know, what's the deal?
So how anyway, does a guy afford this? That's what I want to know.
Now, here's the crazy thing about it. Now, I am not arguing for this, people. Don't send me emails about why I'm arguing for it. I'm just saying, if you look at the people who do this, they have a considerable amount of wealth.
Seriously.
Well, stop and think about it, okay? So let's say I have you as a wife, and I have another wife who happens to be a doctor, and I have another wife who happens to be...
Oh, so the wives are...
The wives are all employed, and they have huge homes. Have you seen some of these homes? They'll do reports every once in a while. These are like mini mansions these people have.
Wow.
Because what they've done is they've taken the earning power that a typical couple have, and then you combine it with 4, 5, 6, 7 people,
yep.
and you're all sharing. You know, if it weren't for the fact that everybody can't stand each other, and everybody's, you know.
It's like communal living.
It was basically communal living where, I mean, if everybody in the church, in your church, wherever you're at, all agreed to live and could live selflessly in one mm-hmm. place and share resources, you'd have money coming out your eyeballs because, you know, there's a shared scale that goes off.
Accumulated wealth.
You mm-hmm. know, the same amount of money it costs to heat X amount of people costs mm-hmm. double that, you know, or whatever. So anyway, the people that do this tend to have considerable amount of wealth. They have huge homes, fabulous cars. Some of the women work. Some of them, as sister wives, decide, well, we'll stay home with the kids. So two women can handle...
Yeah,
quite a few kids. So sure. you know, then 3, 4, 5 of the
other
ones.
See, I
are
was
out
thinking
there.
All these wives are stay-at-home moms.
No,
they stay at
they
home
would,
together. I didn't realize you have professional women.
No,
that's why it's so
a lot
weird
of them,
to me.
The ones that I've seen on this are professional ones. They get interviewed.
See, I didn't realize that.
Doctors. The one I saw, one they were lawyers. And she, you know, had like 5-6 sister wives and loved living that way. And
so, you
know,
you
they
weren't
part of a cult or anything. So,
have you ever talked to anybody or read anything? How do they negotiate the whole sex in the bedroom and who's sleeping? How do they do that?
I don't know. I have no idea.
I'm just, that's the whole morbid curiosity that I have about this.
Oh, I'm sure. Everybody wonders how does
that
work.
Because it's like, how does that work? And how do, you know.
My guess is probably not that complicated. You know, I'll be with this one on Tuesday and this one on Wednesday and this one on Friday. And
I have a hard time wanting to share my husband that way. I would have a very hard time with that.
That's a big hurdle to get over.
Which is great, which again is the analogy of Christ and the church and just making this, you know, commitment between two people for life and, you know, da 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 da. And again, I mean, cultures have had this for thousands and thousands of years.
So apparently women know how to navigate it. I just don't know how I do it.
No, but what I'm saying is even the cultures that have it, most people choose not to do it.
Oh, okay.
So because of what you're saying, you know, on the one thing, from a guy's viewpoint, think, oh, great, I get all this great sex. On the other hand point, he also gets all this incredible
emotional baggage.
Stuff that comes with
it. That comes with it. So, you know, anyway, it wouldn't surprise me. Because, again, if you go to any church, say, how many single guys do we have here? You'll see just a spattering of people. And at closer examination, you know why they're single.
Mm-hmm.
They need to be single, okay?
Yeah.
And then you ask how
they're
many.
They're not marriage material.
They're really
what you're
not
saying.
A lot of them. Just, they're just not. And then you ask how many single women do we have? And
there's so many.
A third or more, sometimes half the congregation will stand. It's huge. So at some point, this builds and it becomes more than society and the church is going to be able to bear, unless something changes.
Okay, here's the question. Then what kind of a guy is he really if he wants to do this? I mean, is that some of these crazy
he's
flaky,
honorable.
Not
he's
marriage
an honorable,
material?
Holy man of God.
No. I disagree with that. It's like these smarmy, that they shouldn't be married to anybody guys are probably the ones who want to do this. And a straight up standing guy, why would a straight, I find it hard to believe that a good guy would want to do that.
Who knows? In cultures where they do it, they seem to pull it off rather flawlessly.
Okay.
You know, then you got the weird cult ones where they force, you know, 14-year-old girls. And, it's, you know, I mean, no one's arguing. I'm not arguing for any of it, to be honest with you. I'm just saying, that this is a cultural thing. I could be wrong. Maybe this question never comes up. But at some point, when you have
so many
way
women.
More available women than there are men, there's a lot of frustration that's going to build in that mess. And hopefully we never get there. But it wouldn't surprise me if at some point, you know, the Christian community even says,
I got to tell you, as a woman, it would push every insecurity button that I have.
Oh,
you
I
know,
think
she's prettier than
difficult.
Me. You like her better than me. Yeah. She's skinnier than me. Her boobs are bigger. I mean, I would go crazy with that. That would make me nuts. It would, you know, I don't know. I guess
it would be a little weird.
I never find myself
look,
in that
for
position.
Most, again, most people, even in cultures who are able to do this, choose not to do it.
Steer clear.
It is, I'm just saying, there's nothing in the Bible that,
that's right.
in answer to this guy's theological
that's,
question,
that's
there
the
is nothing in
question.
The Bible that prohibits it. It does say you need to obey the laws of the land. In this case, it is
it
against
is
the law.
Of the land.
My question is what happens when that law changes? Mm-hmm. And I argue that there's pressure now on, particularly in like the black community where, what is it? Half their guys are in prison. I mean, it's absurd. These you think it's bad in the white churches? You go to the black
churches.
It would
be worse in the black churches.
These women,
worse.
they want to have life. They want to have sex. They want to
have children.
They want to have children. They want to, and the guys aren't even there. That pressure is going to build. Hopefully, we fix by the grace of God our culture that this gets corrected. Not everybody's in prison and all the other crazy stuff that's going on. But if it doesn't, it wouldn't surprise me if we don't at some and then. If the law changes where it's allowed, that will be the next big moral question that the church will wrestle with. Why do we do it? When now it's okay, it is legal for a guy to have more than one wife, what are we going to do then? We're lucky now we don't have to deal with the question. I'm just saying.
It might happen.
I predict that someday it will become a question.
Talk about repopulating, having, you know.
Yeah, that's one way to fix the...
So it's okay. I know we don't want people to live together, but it's not legal. But could people just do this in a live together situation?
A lot of do actually,
where they have three wives and they're I mean wives in quotation marks. They're not married because you can't legally do it. But they do this
married still, but it's just not filed.
No, like he might be married to one, but legally married to one, but living with two additionals.
Yeah,
or
I don't
something?
Know how much this happens. My assumption is it's fairly rare.
Yeah.
But I have seen stories where yes, that does exist.
One is the actual married.
But most
legal.
Of the time, actually, there is a religious component
ceremony,
to it.
Sure.
Be it someone who believes. The Bible says it's okay to do it, and they before God they have their own little ceremony, or a Mormon, not the current Mormon, but those who held on to the earlier teachings of the Mormon Church, where they will do it, or maybe a Muslim family who they believe it's permitted in that culture, and they might just do it on their own, even though legally it has no standing. So some of that stuff is already happening, and I don't think it's happening at a high level. I just think with the pressure on that's happening now with so many available women and not enough available men, at some point, I argue, something has to give. And in some, like in Canada, I've heard in Canada it's even worse than in the States. Way more available women.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you said when you were up in
Vancouver.
Well, that they're gorgeous. Yeah. I've said that. But
and there's
I'm
a lot
just,
of them, though?
No, I'm just saying that's what I've heard, that there are, I forget what the percentage is. And anyway, all I know in the Christian community is if you ask the question, you know this is true. How many single guys do we have here? You'll hardly see any.
Right.
In our church, we got a very large congregation. How many single women? Boom! They're standing up all over the place. There's way more. There's, you know. And again, it's not a major problem, but at some point, particularly if pressure builds on the culture to where they change the law, where now it is legal to have more than one wife, what does the church do then? That's going to be an interesting. Oh, you know, his life isn't complicated enough. Where do we step into that pile of poo?
I just can't even imagine.
Yeah.
Cannot imagine. Okay, this email comment is actually on the Mama's Boy segment from the show last week or the week before. Remember the lady who...
Oh, and the lady got mad because her husband...
Spending time with...
Visited his... 75-year-old mom with dementia, twice a month and called him a mama's boyfriend.
Yep.
And we were pretty brutal to this lady.
That's a half an hour worth of brutal
that's what we were playing.
Music.
You know,
I'll get you my pretty and you'll not do.
You know, I mean, it was way beyond goat button.
That's right.
It was, but then we're not attacking this lady. We're attacking the thinking.
The thinking behind
All right?
It.
That's what we do. We respond to the thinking behind the question.
Yeah. So this guy is commenting on that anyway. He says, I've been listening to your show for about a month, either live or via podcast, and enjoy it. Your humor, candor, and honest discussions are great. A segment from the March 30th show where a son was being so-called mama's boy struck home, and it inspired me to share my experience. Whether or not you share this on the air is up to you. Well, I decided to share it on the air. My previous wife of previous wife of 12 years behaved this way tenfold. She wanted me and us on an island and for her to control when, where, and how the terms of any family relationship were to be. It came to the point where I was essentially estranged from my parents and brother for 5 years in an effort to try to please her. It was perfect for her, terrible for me. After my father was diagnosed with cancer, I said no more. This was the tip of the iceberg that started to uncover its real size below. Her and my relationship degraded to the point I moved out, filed for divorce, and she in turn chose to take her own life and the lives of our dogs.
Oh,
that's terrible.
That's awful.
She took her own life?
Through,
quit playing with me. It's not even funny now. That's not funny. That's horrible.
Through family support, a great church.
She killed herself?
Apparently.
And the dogs.
Because he spent too much time with the family?
Well, because he divorced her.
She killed herself and he divorced her.
He divorced her first.
And then she killed herself?
Yes.
Wow. Because she divorced her?
Apparently.
A lot of guilt there. Whoa.
He says, I've since married a wonderful woman and know the true meaning of happiness. Thank you for your show and what you do. So supreme mama's. He thought.
What's the point of this? What's the point of his email?
He was just commenting on that he lived through.
Was he a mama's boy?
He was not, but she was trying to control him.
And sounds like she was obviously very unstable.
Yeah, it wasn't like the whole mama's boy thing anyway.
That's
just
disturbing.
His comment, yeah.
Ew!
That was just
his
comment.
Thanks, Diane.
Sorry.
Ew!
Sorry.
Oh, mint's flying out my mouth. I'm laughing and things.
Keep it in. Keep it in. Here's actually a story out of Italy that is the ultimate mama's boy. Italian wants divorce after honeymoon with mother-in-law.
What?
A furious 36-year-old Italian woman has filed for divorce just a month after her wedding because her husband brought his mother on their honeymoon.
Wrong move, Chief.
The three spent the honeymoon together.
No!
Are you serious?
But as soon as they returned to Italy from France, the woman filed for divorce. As the couple set off for their honeymoon to France, the newlywed was shocked to find her new mother-in-law at Rome's airport, all set to come on the trip. All of a sudden, there's Mama. When she protested, her husband of 2 days said that he couldn't leave his mother alone for health reasons. The three spent the honeymoon together, but as soon as they returned to Italy from France, the woman filed for divorce.
As soon as they got back.
Yeah, citing an excessive emotional attachment between her future ex-husband and his mother.
Did they have to get a divorce or could she have just annulled it because was there even time to consummate?
Maybe Mama had her own room.
Hey, Mom. Step outside for a few minutes.
It'll
only take 2 minutes.
I don't know.
Oh, no.
Oh, bring Mama on the honeymoon. Now that's a mama's boy.
That's throw Mama from the train material right there.
That's a mama's boy.
That's really, really creepy.
Yes.
Oh my goodness, who would do that?
I thought it was creepy when you threatened to follow us to prom.
Oh my goodness.
Oh man, that's nasty. All right, on that really depressing thought. We'll take a break and be back with the final segment right after this.
Finally, marriage advice that's direct, honest, and to the point. This is The Mark Gunger Show on markgunger.com.
Do you want to discover the heart of your child and who God created them to be? Laugh Your Way America is excited to introduce the Kids Flag Page. This fun and interactive game will help you discover the unique way God wired your child. Find the key things that motivate them and learn what they love most about life. This colorful and engaging activity set will help your child see who they are at their very best and will teach you how to bring out the best in your child. Each Kids Flag Page game comes with everything you need to complete 3 Kids Flag Pages. Designed for children ages 4 to 11, the Kids Flag Page is a fun way for moms and dads to interact with their kids and truly discover the heart of each child. To order your game, go to www.laughyourway.com. That's laughyourway.com.
She's a pastor's wife and a jail chaplain. The Debbie Chavez Show.
My delight now to re-welcome to our program the author of that best-selling book, The 5 Love Languages, Gary Chapman.
Hi, Debbie. How are you?
The Debbie Chavez Show.
Best-selling author, Stormy O'Mardian.
Hi, Debbie.
The Debbie Chavez Show.
And so what I've learned from so many of my guests and what I've learned from my life experience of trial and error is that we have an enemy of our souls, that would be the devil, who loves to lie to us. And we buy the lies. He's the one that whispers in your ear, you know, all guys watch pornography. It's normal. It'll be okay. It's not hurting anybody. Or maybe the enemy whispers into your ear, you really need to eat that chocolate cake. You really need to have that order of French fries. Just drive through the drive-thru at McDonald's. It'll make you so happy. You've had a rough day. It's a big, fat, stinking lie. Let's be smart here and examine the thoughts that we entertain in our minds. Is that thought really from God or is it from the enemy? And if it's from the enemy, kick it out.
The Debbie Chavez Show, streaming daily at faithplace.org.
Like a fool, I went and stayed too long. I'm wondering if your love's still strong. Ooh, baby, yeah, I'm signed, sealed, delivered. I'm yours. Then that time I went and said goodbye. Now I'm back and not ashamed to cry. Ooh, baby,
here I am. Sealed, delivered, I'm yours here on the Mark Gunger Show discussing your marital conundrums, relational challenges. You email to us at radio@markgunger.com.
Okay, the next email says, I would like to know what the Bible says about an ex-spouse in regard to sex and relationship. My husband wanted a divorce because he was having an emotional affair with another woman. I have never wanted this divorce, and I have been praying and working towards keeping myself open to reconcile. But most of all, I simply want God's will to be done in my life. What I am wondering about is if neither one of us has had a physical relationship with anyone else, what would the Bible say about my ex-husband and I having a physical relationship after the divorce? I still love him, and my heart believes that we both made vows to each other before God, and we need to honor those vows. I have worked very hard at forgiveness. Thank you for your comments.
Well, my comment is, if you feel comfortable having sex with him, why don't you just marry him again?
That's what I kind of wondered.
Just marry him again. You know, a lot of people do this, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
It's very common. They divorce a person, and then they keep having sex with them.
Friends with benefits.
No, but it's more than friends. Friends with benefits. You're not married to them. You're right. I mean, you are married to this person. You're married, okay? And then you get a divorce. But you still hang together and still have sex.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Now, seriously, if you can be that intimate with each other and celebrate each other that much,
Why can't you be married?
That makes no sense to me.
Are they just segregating the sex and everything else? I mean, do they just put it in the sex box? And do you know what I'm saying?
You mean, are people crazy? Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, they're crazy.
Actually, in going back and forth on the emails with her, she said their divorce still isn't final yet. They're actually just separated. She's speaking of him like an ex,
all right,
but
then
they're not even.
Stop the divorce. Mm-hmm. Stop the divorce. Honestly, mm-hmm. if you can be this intimate and still with each other, is there a problem with God? For you still having sex with your husband? Let me think. No! Have all the sex you can.
No,
I would say there's a problem with it if he's still continuing
sexy,
this emotional
be crazy.
If he's got
be
this
wild.
I'm ready to get up and do my thing.
Be a sex machine.
I want to get into it, man, you know.
Yeah.
Like a sex machine, man.
Yeah, I hear you.
Moving, doing it, you know.
I hear you.
Can I count it off?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4. Get up. Get
on
up.
Okay, now if your ex comes over and starts dancing like this, and you feel comfortable having sex with him and being intimate with him, well, then for heaven's sakes, stop the divorce.
Right.
Well, I asked her if he wants to have a sexual relationship with her and if he wants to reconcile with her, and is he still involved with the other woman? Uh-huh. She said he does want to have a sexual relationship with her. She
said, sure he does.
As far as the reconciliation and the other woman, she says it's complicated. Some days he wants to reconcile, and
some
days
he still has the emotional affair.
He does not.
The cliffs of insanity.
So she shouldn't be giving up the goods to a man.
Yeah, so why are you having sex with the guy?
Exactly.
You know what? You need to stop the divorce, okay? If there's a chance for reconciliation. But don't play this game with him. Mm-hmm. Don't keep having sex with him because he still gets what he wants.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You need to starve the boy out. Just separate. You girls, too quick with the divorce thing. Separate. Mm-hmm. He's just having this emotional affair, whatever the heck that means. Mm-hmm. He's not actually having sex with this woman. In my viewpoint, you don't have grounds for divorce yet at this point anyway.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Just separate.
Mm-hmm.
Starve him out. He wants to have sex. I do too. Well, then what are we going to do? Stop being with this woman. Make a choice. You can actually have me, or you can pretend having her.
Mm-hmm.
So just, you know, do it right. But don't just keep having sex with him while he still chooses to diss you and disrespect you.
I mean, seriously, if you can still have sex with him, why on earth are you divorcing?
I know. And again,
that
this
makes
happens
no sense to me.
A lot.
But, I've heard that it happens.
No, it happens
didn't
a lot.
Happen in my situation.
No,
but
because when you divorce, I mean, you really divorced, okay? But these people, here's my point. When you can do that, you had no business getting divorced in the first place.
Right.
Yeah.
These people are divorcing over the stupidest stuff on earth.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
When you still feel an emotional connection enough that you can be physically intimate and celebrate physically with each other, what in heaven's name are you thinking with the divorce nonsense?
Because that seems to me, if you pull that one off, you should be able to negotiate and navigate any other issue or problem that you
correct.
Have.
Exactly. It's proof they have no business divorcing.
Yeah.
If you're still able to have sex with an ex,
XX.
It proves that you divorced for the dumbest reasons on earth.
Mm-hmm.
What is that weird noise?
I don't know. It's like a whine.
Can you hear that?
Mm-hmm.
Or my computer?
It's just all the whining you do.
It's all the whining.
It's
built
up
in your computer. Stop your whining.
Quit whining.
It's not. I just muted my computer. There, it stopped.
I just muted my
computer.
What was that? Oh.
I just muted.
What in the world
computer?
Was that? Unmute me again.
Stop whining.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is.
I can hear it again a little bit.
Staff meeting! Staff meeting! Stop meeting on the air. Fix the problem.
Fix it off the air. Okay, next email says, my boyfriend and I are Christians wanting to get married. We've been dating since last fall. We've sought godly advice, including from his pastor, and we've been very intentional about the dating process. He's 25, I'm 22. The problem is that my Christian parents are going to freak out when we get engaged, freak out again when they realize we're planning on an engagement only lasting 6 to 12 months, and freak out again if we don't wait eons to start having kids. They like him and are happy I'm in love, but my mom emphatically wants me to establish my career before I think of marriage or babies. My boyfriend and I think I can establish a career just fine as a married woman.
Of course you can.
Plus, I may choose to be a stay-at-home mom or work only part-time anyway.
Yep.
My boyfriend and I have student loan debts, and money's not going to come easily for us, but we've talked long and hard about making whatever sacrifices we need to make by working a lot, being super frugal, and trusting God for whatever else is needed. Do you have any advice for dealing with my parents? We want them to feel included and understood, and they'd have to pay for anything fancy at our wedding too. Also, we don't see any of this as a reason to delay engagement or marriage, but do you see anything we should consider further first?
Well, other than trying to reason with them, you know, we're talking about writing a book right now for The Case for Young Marriage, mm-hmm. which might help people dealing with their psycho crazy parents mm-hmm. who have a problem. But my guess is even if the book was done, your parents wouldn't read it anyway.
No, they have their
pretty
own thoughts. And yeah.
So it's hard to change people's here's the thing.
Mind.
Look, you're not 16. How old is she?
25 and 22.
25? Yep. How mm-hmm. old is she supposed to get,
he's
for heaven's
25.
Sake?
She's 22.
Well, still for heaven's sakes. Mm-hmm. 100 years ago, you'd have been an old maid already yep. by now. Look, just understand my parents may not appreciate this, but be as respectful. And when they say, don't do it, don't do it, we think it's horrible, say, well, Mom, we're going to do it. And we still love you, and we'd like you to be a part. Well, I'm not going to come to the wedding. I say, okay, well, that's your choice. And don't let them freak you out.
Well,
don't,
and if they won't pay for anything fancy at the wedding, like she said, just
do
don't have a fancy wedding.
Yes, don't do the fancy thing. I'll marry you for a buck and a half, for heaven's sakes. In between shows. Stop by some afternoon. We'll marry in between shows for 100.
Sign the license, and you're good to go.
And then move on. Who cares about all the spending? Listen. Don't let a lot of parents they're nothing but big, fat, narcissistic babies who have fits mm-hmm. and cry and yell and withhold money as a way of controlling you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it is what it is. Apparently, you have parents who have never grown up. Sad for you, but what are you going to do? You know, you're not going to sit there and mess up your life because you want to do the right thing and they don't mm-hmm. want you to do the right thing. But you stay respectful the whole time.
Yeah.
Mom, Dad, look out. Oh, we're all upset. And then, you know, you and your fiance should just smile and think, I knew they were going to go crazy. Mm-hmm. You know, and you just
because she knows ahead of time they're going to freak out.
If you know they're going to freak out, then just be ready for it. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not going to pay for the wedding. Okay, we understand that. That's why we're just going to have some friends mm-hmm. over at their house, and we're going to have ham and cheese sandwiches, and then we're going to go mm-hmm. home and start a new life and have lots of sex. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What do you think of that, Mom and Dad?
The lots of sex.
Sex. All right, that's what we're going to do. And just don't listen to them. Don't freak out. You can be you can be respectful. Seriously. My parents, my mother totally disapproved.
They were not happy. And you got married anyway.
Yeah, and I think it stuck.
And 38 years later.
38 years later. I think maybe Mom was, I don't know, wrong.
Yeah, maybe. Just a little.
Yes.
All right? Just don't let them freak you out and control you. Live your life. It's your life. Now, if you are absolutely consumed by what Mom and Dad thinks and the most important to you in the world is what they think, then don't do it. Then get rid of the boy and find a different boy.
Well, I don't think it's him. It's just the waiting.
No, I'm just saying. You know, you got a choice. Either Mom and Dad are the end all, or you just be respectful and do your own life, mm-hmm. which would be my suggestion. All right. See you later.
Bye-bye, boys.
Have fun storming the castle.